I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
This is Irrational Things I Would Cut a Guy Off For in the Early Stages of Dating, Part 4. This series just gets people angry, I don't know why. One thing that really stands out to me on dates that pretty much guarantees whether or not I'll give a guy another chance to take me out is this. And it's kind of bare minimum, but does he ask me any questions? Like, is he curious about me at all? I know that there's guys out there that are going to take me out just because of how I look. They're not really interested in me per se, they're just interested in the arm candy. And I'll be able to tell really quickly by how interested and curious he is about me. And I don't mind a man talking a lot about himself on a first date, but if throughout the date I'm seeing that he has no interest in learning about me or learning about how I think, what my values are, then I know he's not there because he's interested in me. He's there because he wants to be out with an attractive girl. And this will be really evident after the date as well. Does he keep up with me day to day? Is he curious what my day is like? Is he curious to know like what happened at work? How did this interaction go with my friend? Like, there's a certain level of curiosity that a person has for somebody that they're interested in.
To be fair, you're nobody interesting, so I don't know why anybody would be interested in getting to know you besides what you look like and how feminine you are. Look, men and women don't start dating someone because their personality is so spectacular and they're so interesting. Women date for money, status, looks. Men date for femininity and looks. Get over it. But if you're expecting a man to care more about, you know, what you think about the stock market than how pretty you are and tight your body is, look, you're never going to match with anybody.
What an am I right?
I think the rudest, most insufferable people I have ever met are people who look at me dead in the eye and they say, you need to be closer to God, and once you do that, then you'll find your husband. Or they say, you haven't pursued yourself enough. You don't know how to be alone. You need to do that, and then you'll have your husband. You don't love yourself enough. That's why you don't have your husband. You're acting like love is like a vending machine. Like, once you put enough in, then you get your boyfriend or your husband. And that's not true at all. As someone who has studied psychology, let me say this with my full chest. I think people who love themselves the most are people who are single.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true?
There are about, like, less than a handful of people in my life that I have met that I've genuinely wanted my marriage to look like theirs. What is my point? My point is that I could be married. A lot of my friends could be married. We don't want to settle.
We have the ability to be somewhat what you call difficult. It's not difficult. We just have a baseline standard. And if you can't meet that standard, that's okay. A lot of men cannot.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. Once again, this isn't an unattractive young woman. Sounds like she's Christian or whatever. We know her standards are going to be ridiculous. She's looking for tall, handsome, Christian Chad with a great job. And she's talking about she doesn't envy any other relationships she know of. Yeah, whatever she's looking for, it's not a real thing. So she's going to be 50 still on social media talking like this.
It's very unfortunate. I don't think it's going to be fulfilling.
Unfortunately, your life doesn't start until you realize that you are the most important person in the universe. Like, legit. You have to believe that. And in order to believe that, like, you're just living life for other people. You're living in other people's plots. You're living not for yourself until you realize that what you want, your goals, your dreams, your feelings, your needs, your wants, until you realize and literally embody it, that that is the most important thing in the world above anything else.
Let's do all the things that you want to do.
Dumb chickenese translation. She has a huge ego, probably narcissistic, and she's going to put herself above you and the family you may create with her for the rest of your lives. And she probably would never stay in a marriage, you know, because it's all about her. And when you're in a marriage or when you start a family, it got to be all about, you know, the marriage and the family. She'll never be wife material. From what I'm hearing in this video, she's not mother material. I feel sorry for women like this because they're completely ruined and they don't even realize it. They're not going to realize it until it's far, far, far too late to even try to do something about it.
Welcome to my 2025 Dating Wrapped.
No.
I know you guys were all curious about my dating life this year, my mom and dad included. So I put together a presentation for you guys so that you could easily follow along. Compared to last year, I did not go on as many dates. After I turned 31, I started to panic and I was like, I really need to go on as many dates as possible so that I can find my husband.
That ship has sailed.
Your parents are gonna see this? I feel sorry for your parents. Okay, you're 31, you're past the wall. You've been on hundreds of dates by this point. I see the tattoos, I see the nose ring. It never fails. It never fails. You going on 100 dates in a year isn't going to make you a better dating option for the men you're attracted to. If you couldn't lock down your type from 15 to 31, you're never going to lock them down.
You never know. That's the point.
Fellas, stay away from women who've been on dozens of dates. Good items don't stay on the shelf. I don't want anything to do with a woman who went on 30 dates in her lifetime and never had a 3-year relationship by 30.
In 2025, I didn't care anymore, but we still put some up on the board. Don't worry, Mom. I'll get married someday.
Not a chance.
The goal this year was much different than last year. Last year, we did everything for the plot. This year, we did it because we were bored. We didn't really have much going on, so why say no to free drinks or a free dinner when we don't have to? We ended up going on 8 first dates this entire year. And for those of you that say I go on a lot of dates, that's less than 1 date a month. Still a lot mentally. So how did I meet these gentlemen? Well, 2 of them, actually, I met on Instagram. Both of them slid into my DMs. So if you've ever slid in my DMs and I don't respond, don't get discouraged because sometimes I do.
So you hear that, fellas? She was just bored. So these guys are going on a date. Some of these guys went on the date to genuinely try to find a connection. Meanwhile, you're just filling up her boring Tuesday. So you wasted your money and your time, and she doesn't have any character, so she doesn't care that she's wasting all these men's money and time. She feels entitled to it because she's female.
This is a queen, by the way, from hell, from the gates of hell.
Young single woman, take this advice from an almost 50-year-old woman who became a single mom at 35 and ended up getting remarried in her 40s and now has a blended family. Use me as your cautionary tale. I want you right now to romanticize your life. Be so good at loving yourself that anyone else who comes into your life and doesn't love you as much as you love you seems absolutely irrelevant. That way, you are never going to lower your standards just to be with someone. You deserve better than that. And your kids, if you have them, need to see you being loved better than that.
Says she almost 50 and she got married in her 40s. We'll see how this turns out, or maybe we won't see, but you know what I'm trying to say. She got a blended family. I would never advise a man to marry a woman over 40 with kids. Because you got to ask yourself, would she have dated me at 25? Absolutely not. You're the nice guy she settled for, who can retire her and whatever, be a father figure to her kids.
If she thinks it's anything less than the best, then it's not going to happen.
I'm always right in the end.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. See, this is the number 4 guy from the TikTok we just looked at. See, but she's smart. I'll give it to her. She was smart enough to know I'm going to get more benefit than not from picking the number 4 spot.